Get ready for your daily dose of WordPress and web development tips, tricks, and insights to help you find success with WordPress. You're listening to WP the Podcast with your hosts, David Blackman and Tim Streifler.
Hey everyone, welcome to another episode of WP the Podcast. I'm Tim Streifler, and my awesome co-host David Blackman is actually out sick this week, so it is just me today flying solo, and today is episode 86, 5 social media management tools to help you run your business. Now, it's no secret that social media is very important for small businesses, and it's also very important for SEO, so you kind of have the double benefit of reaching your users on social media directly and then having the social media boost your SEO on the organic search side as well. So social media is very important. There's no doubt about it. No arguments there. But it's very time consuming. And so here are 5 tools that can help you really streamline the process and allow you to create things in bulk and schedule out posts and so forth so that you don't have to be 10 times a day logging in to post something. You can do it ahead of time, schedule them out, and then you have, a couple days at a time, a week at a time, whatever. And so the first one on the list is a tool called Hootsuite. If I'm not mistaken, Hootsuite has been out for several years, and I'm pretty sure it was the first social media management tool on the market. And so they have a free plan as well as a paid plan or several paid plans. And so very powerful tool. It allows you to schedule out posts for all the major platforms, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, Pinterest, etc. And so you can create the post, alter them slightly for each platform, and then schedule them out ahead of time to automatically be published. And so very, very effective in terms of saving time and so forth. Also have tools where you can monitor different hashtags and keywords and stuff like that, and see reporting and how people are engaging with your content. So there's lots of tools that are baked in, and so it can be a great tool. The next one on the list is Buffer. Now, Buffer is similar, but it's killer feature is that rather than manually schedule things out, you can just add things to Buffer, and Buffer will automatically and intelligently post them periodically for you. So for example, if you're in the morning drinking your cup of coffee and you're checking out what's new in the world of your line of work, and you're finding different articles that you'd like to share that will add value to your followers, well, you can add them to Buffer. Say you add 5 articles. Well, then Buffer will automatically parse them out, post them throughout the day rather than posting them all at once, or rather than you having to manually decide when you want them. You can just add them to Buffer and Buffer will do the rest. And so, later on, taking a coffee break, reading some more articles, or finishing up your blog post, add it to Buffer, and Buffer will automatically put it in the queue and space out those postings so they're not all going out at once. So very effective. Buffer has some other tools built in as well. And if I'm not mistaken, let's see, Buffer has a free plan, and then it goes up from there depending on how many users, and they have some other features as well that are only available in the more premium plans. So Buffer is great. Definitely recommend checking it out. The next one on the list is a tool called Edgar, meetedgar.com. And it is not free. There is no free plan. It's only about $50 a month, though. And it is very powerful social media management tool. And kind of their killer feature is that it helps you recycle content that you've already posted. And so being able to post content and have it do well, and Edgar will recycle it so that you can share it again and get more value out of it. It looks at what content people like. So it's kind of data backed. And so that's kind of what makes it unique is it basically capitalizes on the stuff that people are liking, people are clicking on and so forth in order to get more value out of it. So very cool. Highly recommended by a lot of really popular internet marketers out there. And the next tool on the list is the one I probably had the least experience with, but heard some good things, and that is called Sprout Social. And so it has all the similar tools as the other ones, being able to schedule out posts and do the typical social media management. They also have some data-backed tools as well, so you can see levels of engagement and so forth, and get some powerful reporting. It does not have a free plan. It's paid all the way, and it's definitely more expensive. So it's $99 a month per user. And then they have a corporate plan, which is $149 per user a month, and then $249 a month per user for their enterprise level, which includes more capabilities and so forth. So it's definitely very powerful. Probably not recommended for the small business, people that are just starting out. I would definitely look at Hootsuite or Buffer or even Edgar if you're a small business, but definitely comes highly recommended by some very reputable internet marketers out there. Now, the last one on the list is a little bit different, and that's the Facebook's built-in tool. And I'll explain why in a second, why it's on the list. But basically, Facebook has some built-in tools where you can schedule out posts just like you would in some of the other ones. So you can kind of bulk put together, you know, your whole day's worth of social media, even the whole week's worth of Facebook posts, schedule them out using Facebook's tool. Facebook also has some insights where you can look at what content people are clicking on, seeing what time of the day post seems to do best in. So right within Facebook for free is some great tools. Now, the reason it's on the list, in addition to the fact that it's free and easy to use and built by Facebook itself, is it's been known that Facebook gives less priority to posts that are posted by Hootsuite, Buffer, Edgar, or Sprout Social, any management tool. They give priority to the posts that are posted directly in their platform. And it makes sense. I mean, if you think of Facebook, their whole business is about ad revenue and they want people on their platform. So even though they do have an API available that lets these other tools out there post to Facebook through their API, they give priority to posts that are posted through Facebook itself because they want you getting on their platform, seeing the ads so that they can make more money. And so this is something that I'm not sure Facebook actually admits. However, it's a pretty well-known fact at this point. Going back as far as like 5 years ago, 2012, I was working at a company doing internet marketing, and my boss told me, hey, use Hootsuite for this, but don't use it for Facebook. Use it for the other platforms only because it doesn't get as good engagement if you use one of the social media management tools to post. Always post directly on Facebook. That was 5 years ago. And even now, internet marketers such as Neil Patel have said that they've tested it, you know, lots. And, you know, without a doubt, the posts that they post directly from Facebook see, you know, double, sometimes triple the amount of engagement and traffic that they get from it. And so if Facebook is your main platform, your only platform, definitely use Facebook's built-in tool. The other ones can be more convenient because you can post all from the same tool and have it go out to all the different platforms. But chances are, if you're posting on social media, you want to get as much engagement as possible and as much traffic as possible. And so it's definitely worth heading on over directly to your Facebook business page and posting directly from there using Facebook's built-in tool to schedule out, because you'll definitely see better results from it. So that is the end of this episode, 5 social media management tools to help you run your business. Thank you for tuning in to another episode of WP the Podcast. You can find the show notes for today's episode, episode 86, over on WPthepodcast.com. You can also listen to past episodes. You can use our search tool with autocomplete to find different things that you want to learn surrounded by WordPress. You can type in any keyword, hosting, SEO, marketing, email, whatever, and it'll pull up all the episodes that are related to that keyword. So a great way to look at different things by keyword research or by keyword search. And so that is over at WPthepodcast.com. And if you could remember to like and subscribe to our podcast, that helps us get found. It helps other people find WP the Podcast, and we would greatly appreciate it. Until tomorrow, we'll see you then. Thanks for tuning in. Bye-bye.
We've come to the end of today's episode of WP the Podcast. Join us tomorrow for more daily tips and strategies designed to help you run your WordPress business towards success. Remember to subscribe to WP the Podcast so you can stay up to date with each episode. And don't forget to rate and review us. We'll see you again tomorrow, right here on WP the Podcast.